From Tidbits on September 2nd, 2013. This is Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, by Tidbits staff. Econ Technologies has updated ChronoSync to version 4.41, a maintenance release with a number of stability enhancements and bug fixes that follows the previous 4.4.0 version that introduced the company's free InterConnect X file management and file sharing app for the iPad. ChronoSync 4.4.1 addresses a problem with out-of-control CPU resource usage when ChronoSync or ChronoSync Backgrounder were idle, enhances compatibility with interconnects and support for AppleScript, fixes bugs related to changing targets for remote connection profiles, enhances error reporting to better explain what's going on behind the scenes, and fixes potential crashes related to the closing of a sync document and when losing and or regaining connection with a target. Laying the groundwork for the upcoming release of OS 10.9 Mavericks, Ergonis has updated KeyQ to version 6.6 with a workaround for an incompatibility that led to a crash when running Mavericks and an improved assistant for granting accessibility permissions. The keyboard shortcut utility can now import text files with command names in the custom section, and it has improved visual feedback when dragging and dropping custom shortcuts with headers. The update also fixes an alignment problem with commands that contain control characters, does a better job at cleaning up temporary files after installing automatic updates, enhances compatibility with the Finale music notation app, and improves internal debugging for issues with macro utilities. Limkesoft has released Graphic Converter 8.8, with a plethora of new features and improvements, including support for XMP, face tags, the capability to create a new image with a URL from the clipboard, and support for exporting a TIFF file with zip compression. The graphic conversion and editing utility also improves support for Photoshop plugins, adds exported EXIF data to Photoshop files, and improves the importation of EXIF data from Photoshop files. Enhancements include an eraser size increase to 50, updated image capture support, multi-page support when creating an HTML catalog, and a new option to display a combined histogram in the levels dialog. As of this writing, Graphic Converter is still stuck at version 8.7.1 in the Mac App Store. Mark Allen has updated the free Clam XAV virus scanner to version 2.5 with improved stability, several new features, and support for OS 10.9 Mavericks. The update adds the capability to return files to their original location if they've been quarantined or put in the trash, enables you to pause and resume scans, and prevents the automatic movement of files when scanning email in Apple Mail with the quarantine setting turned on. The release also adds Reveal and Finder to the source list, provides more useful summary text, adds an option to animate the dock icon while scanning, avoids a crash if the Clam AV engine isn't found, and corrects the French localization. Note that as of this writing, the Mac App Store version of Clam XAV is stalled at version 2.3.6. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.